She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. You know, it's such a drag being on an airplane. Hello there, dear. And someone's hacking behind you. And honestly, I don't even like to travel because, number one, I don't like the smell of the airplane. I always get nauseous, so I'm not the one to talk to. I never go anywhere. Now, Andrea, you travel. How do you deal with it?
I do. I travel a lot, actually. You know what? I just take my Juice Plus vitamins, and I take lots of stuff, lots of antioxidants, and I wash my hands, and I take my wipes, and I wipe down everything, and I don't know. I don't normally, I don't get sick on an airplane, so I take a lot of precautions, though.
Well, see, that is the thing. Well, Carol Ault, who we adore, joins us now. We're going to talk about this. Hello, Carol.
Hi, and I've got both of you. Yay, Lisa. Yay, Andrea. It's nice to have you both together.
Yes, it's been a while.
It's been a while. So, Carol, Andrea mentioned these precautions. Is that the kind of thing that you do as well before you fly? Because, again, it can be horrible when you get to a destination, you're so excited, and then you end up getting sick.
Well, here's one of the things I don't understand, and I'm going to go straight to the throat of the airline. You know, I had two friends who flew in from L.A. last week. They arrived at my house so sick. They could barely stand. I put them in my in the guest room, and I didn't see them for 4 days. They were so ill. And then, of course, they're coughing and hacking and had to go to a doctor. It turned out not only did they both have the flu, but one had now a double ear infection because he had a single ear infection and it spread. And I said to him, I said, well, why didn't you cancel your tickets? And he said to me, Carol, I called the airline. I was so sick on the phone. They could hear I was sick. I said, listen, I'd like to cancel. And they said, well, you've got three choices. A, give us a doctor's note right now. B, pay $1,000 to move the tickets. Or C, cancel these tickets and buy new tickets, which was $1,000. My friend said, why should I forfeit $1,000? You've been sitting on my money for a month because I got these tickets early, which is why he couldn't change them. But he said, why should I be penalized when I'm sick? So instead of losing the money, which he couldn't afford to do, he got on a plane and flew to New York. So now he's on this plane and he's sick. And he's puking, and one of them passed out for a few minutes. One of them freaked out the hostess. They could barely stand. They were sweating, and I'm sitting there going, "Thank God!" You know, the first thing I thought of was really selfish. I thought, "Thank God I wasn't in that plane with that air circulating." But I started thinking, like, "What are the airlines thinking?" So
it's a very good point.
Thinking, well, yeah. Well, if they're not going to cancel people's flights who are ill, and, you know, you certainly can't get a doctor's note before a flight, because, like, what time do you have before a flight to get a doctor's note? So I travel with masks after I was coughed on all the way to Palm Beach one flight. I actually now travel with masks in my bag. But I think that the airlines need to take some kind of proactive steps to protect other airline passengers, perhaps have masks, and if somebody looks ill or is coughing a lot, force them to wear a mask, because people don't take precautions naturally. And you can wipe down your seat and do all kinds of stuff, but if you're breathing that circulating air where somebody's hacking in the front, you know, front cabin, you're breathing it in the back.
You know, I so agree, Carol. You know what? I remember when I went to Japan several years ago, and one of the things I noticed about Japanese people is that when they are sick, they wear a mask. So you see on the subway and, you know, wherever it is you're traveling in the airport, you see them wearing masks. And at first I was like, I was taken aback. I'm like, why are they making masks? Like, why are they wearing masks? Because I thought it was something worse, I guess, than a cold. But then my sister told me that when they have a cold or a cough or a flu, they wear masks so they don't infect other people. And I actually agree with you, Carol. I do think that it's a great idea that airlines should give out masks, because I was just traveling last week. I came back from California, and this woman next to me, before I got on the airplane, was hacking away, coughing. And I looked at her and I was thinking to myself, I really hope you're not sitting next to me, lady, because I really don't want to end up with the cough that you have. So I think this is such a great topic, and I'm so happy we're talking about it.
Well, I remember when this guy was coughing on me, and like, it got into my head that I'm going to get sick because this guy's coughing at me. But by the time I got to Palm Beach, I had had such a miserable flight. I was so frustrated and so angry and so upset that I might get sick with this guy coughing on me, that when I turned to look at him to, like, tell, ask him to cough away from me, his wife gave me a dirty look. And that's what I don't get. People should be ashamed of themselves if they're traveling sick and they're coughing all over the place. Yet, if you look at them, they give you this dirty look back, challenging you. I mean, Japan is a polite society, so try to protect other people. And that's polite to do. I just don't see Americans doing that. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to be... I got to tell you, that flight where the guy coughed on me cost me 5 weeks of my life. Because when I got ill 2 days later, the doctors diagnosed me from my story. They diagnosed me with the flu, bronchitis, pneumonia, the superbug, and they're like, oh, it's going to be 5 weeks. So for 5 weeks, I didn't take any other action. And when I didn't get better, I realized one day when I stood up that it was my back. But I wasn't going beyond the flu or bronchitis because this person was coughing on me, and I thought, oh, I got sick. But I haven't been sick in 17 years because as a raw foodist, I don't get sick, and I didn't get sick with them in the back room. But, you know, you put people into a position where if they're visiting other people, instead of canceling the trip and moving it because they have the ability to do that, the airlines get this, they force them to fly and then force them on top of the people that they're going to see, whether it's in a hotel or in someone's home, which is what happened to me.
You know, I'm curious if they have a better way to clean the air on the planes. Because I have to say, there's always an odor. Do you gals notice it? Because it makes me nauseous. I don't know what it is, but I just don't like flying because of it. You don't notice anything? Oh, go ahead, Carol.
I was just going to say, ozone is a very good way to clean germs out of the air. Or, to be honest, there's a company called Aeris Air. And Aeris Air has things that you can put into your vents that not only clean the air, but charge the air so that it cleans bacteria off of surfaces. They could put those in airplanes. What is it going to cost for the overall price of a plane to put $1,000 or $1,500, you know, service in there that could keep people from getting sick and clear bacteria off of surfaces? Could you imagine?
I think you need to call one of the airlines, Carol, and suggest that, because I actually think that's brilliant. It's such a good idea it's true, right?
Well, I think that we as clients of the airline, we need to have an uprising about this, because there's just too many people. I mean, look at those people who came off the flight, and everybody in the flight had, what was it, Ebola or whatever it was that those people had gotten on the plane in a foreign
country.
They
were afraid. Yeah, they were afraid that they would have it. They quarantined them, but I don't think they did.
No, but people come off the plane with flus and all kinds of things that they didn't step on the plane with. It's just crazy stuff.
I think an important thing to know, too, is that for people who are traveling is to avoid things like drinking alcohol on the airplane, right? Because the alcohol suppresses your immune system, which can make you more susceptible to things. Or bringing things like, you know, wipes on the airplane, wiping down your chair, wiping down the screen in front of you. You know how many people's hands are touching that screen, wiping down the tray in front of you, right? So there are things that you could do to take precaution. Even this is a good one. Actually, we're out of time, which unfortunately I'm loving this topic, but I even bring my own soap. There's soap sticks and there's some travel soap, natural soaps that you could bring with, because a lot of the soap on the airline, people think, oh, I'm going to wash my hands. It has triclosan, which is a hormone disruptor, right? So there are things that we could do that that can make us healthier. And I'm just going to give a quick shout out, because we work with a company called Maddie's Healthy Products, and they have the most amazing cough syrup. It's organic. So, Carol, we're talking about coughing. If anybody, any of you are listening, do have a cough, Maddie's Healthy Products have an amazing organic cough syrup that really works. So I do want to give them a shout out. Carol, thank you so much. This was a great topic and one that it was really close to my heart. So thank you for bringing that to us today. You could follow Carol Alt at Model Carol Alt on Twitter. You can also visit her website at carolalt.com. We love her. We encourage you to visit her and check her out as well. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.